Seattle is well known for having a vibrant and creative music scene, being the birthplace of grunge and home of musical legends and up-and-coming artists from all different types of genres. But in an age where accountants and consultants use technology and image to determine which artists get on the radio, music lovers are now using that same technology to circumvent the system. So for music lovers who want to get back to real music made by real musicians, we have Organic Tunes. Joining me tonight is the Organic Tunes creator, Larry Beatty. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So tell me, what is Organic Tunes exactly?
Basically, Organic Tunes is an online music portal and brick and mortar venue that showcases the next generation icon artists who are grounded in roots-based music such as blues, jazz, soul, funk, reggae, southern rock, etc. And it really has just been kind of a long-time vision of mine, which seems to resonate with three-generation fans, baby boomers, X-generation teenagers who want to really see the next icon artists that are, you know, blues-based, jazz-based, et cetera, that actually really play their instruments, actually really sing, and are actually really good at what they do.
Am I getting from this that you don't use pitch corrector for these artists?
Correct. During live or in studio or whatever, yes.
And you're also with a band.
Basically, this kind of did come out of me doing the whole independent thing and wanting to circumvent the system the way it is currently in the mainstream, at least. And out of that, I kind of came up with this concept. I saw these three generations of fans who are wanting to see, you know, the next generation icons and who are kind of wanting to see the changing of the guards from Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix to the new people that kind of were in that same type of essence. Which that's what my band is. You know, I'm very much influenced by Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and Stevie Ray Vaughan and James Brown, all that. And so I just saw that opportunity and since I came from the technology industry and know how to build these online portals, such like a Facebook, I went, well, why don't I just build this online portal that showcases that talent that's all around the country.
It seems like there's a real hunger for that sort of service right now, because I hear people say, I don't like the trash on the radio right now. I can't stand any of this new stuff. But it's time consuming to go through and search and play and search and search and search. Who has time to do all of that? And so that's sort of what your service provides. It's like a one-stop shop for those roots-based musicians.
Yeah, exactly. So it does a few things. The first part of it showcases those artists on the portal. So those fans that want to be able to get exposed to them and don't want to sift through the millions of bands on a MySpace or iTunes or whatnot, they want to have a music portal that they know they can go to that already has that. It's already done the sifting for them, per se. So there's that kind of thing. And then there's the empowering the bands, where we actually are giving them a kind of a one-stop shopping center to be able to kind of create their own business using the tools that are out there to really kind of do it, to circumvent the system and do it on your own. And then the other part of it is the fans, empowering the fans to get involved with the bands and helping them market the bands and invest in the bands. And at the end of the day, it's just really, once again, raising the profile of that style of music and those bands while empowering the bands and the fans.
Well, I know you're a musician already and you have your own band. How do you find time to go through all of these artists and choose who gets to be on this portal?
Well, the nice thing about it is, you know, this is part of the reason why the fans out there are kind of disheartened with what's going on, is because they only know what they know, and they only know what's getting spoon-fed to them by the mainstream mediums, you know, the broadcast radio, TV, et cetera, which seems to be a lot of rap, hip-hop, pop, country, etc. There's really not a lot of those really great bands out there. There's national bands out there, but in each major city, there's probably a handful. And I know who they are. So it's not like I'm sitting on a pile of 200 or 1,000 bands. I'm really sitting on maybe 100.
Where do we find you online?
OrganicTunes.com, and the tunes part is spelled with a Z at the end instead of an S.
So it's T-U-N-E-Z.
And then my band is LawrenceBeatty.com, and it's B-A-T-T-E-Y.
Now, you have a way to showcase some of your bands coming up here in Seattle?
Yes. King Cat Theater here in Seattle actually has given me every Thursday night starting August 26th, which is next Thursday, to showcase these bands locally for starters, which basically is going to happen is my band's going to host the night. And so we'll do the first hour-long set that starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. And then after the break of that, we will bring on the next band that we have on for that week, and they'll play an hour-long set. So that, like I said, that starts next Thursday.
I have time for just about one more question. When is your new album coming out?
Our new album should be out sometime in December. So we're right now doing some pre-production, and we're about ready to go in the studio.
And we can find you on Organic Tunes with a Z.
OrganicTunes.com, and then the band's LawrenceBeatty.com.
Awesome.
B-A-T-T-E-Y.
Thanks for joining us in the Cumulo Studios.